My screen is big.
Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so right, then we can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Put some new things in the map. So this is it. I don't know the shortcut, so okay. Well, a functional design meeting at the stage we're in, and you also all three of you have prepared something about it. Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we probably had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations. I think you're prepared for all, yeah. We'll look at the new project requirements. We, I don't know, you also have received that mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received them with some additional requirements.
Right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations, because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our functions will be. And then we can discuss some more closing.
We have 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Rekka, the closing, I will not look at that yet.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board.
Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave you this a presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons. One recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
But I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times. Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones, and the technical aspects, and also the labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe a new sort of thing, but not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well, the second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
Oh,
right.
That's
so that's a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity, because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Don't forget about it, it's just time consuming.
Yeah.
Well,
and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only just the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are I didn't know what company we were, but we designed especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it
okay.
needs to be a modern design. And it's important to know when you design.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics. So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
yeah.
three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
Oh, you have to start. I didn't see anything about
oh, no,
who had to start.
No.
Well, then start.
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one, but I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points, next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues. So we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. This might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. A lot of losers users lose their controls in in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easy. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's actually being loose from the television, because it can also be used for our televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No, but it specifically says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Yeah.
So, well, a beeping device would be. Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read? No.
Yeah.
So it is useless to add one, you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use than a manual.
You should
look at it and know how it supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should be consistent with all the remotes.
About remote control.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there in the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
And we don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it. Then
we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right.
Is that
right.
Part of the... No, no.
Well, we'll have a look.
Next point.
Yes?
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but... the designer should take it. should consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand. So right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirements that we're gonna specify, if we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50. As production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of their stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
Your task to look into the costs.
I don't know. I don't have any information on that. So
I know.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important for the cell.
Very demanding.
It's not yet a standard development.
Well, I do think LCD is more reachable than the speech recognition. So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, all right. We'll consider both of them. See what we can find.
Right.
We don't rule them out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can. Right.
Oh yeah, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah. Well, I just. I don't know who is next. You got a
technical talk.
Yes?
Right.
No?
Well, just my task to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it so that you can have F5.
F5.
Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my
next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. But I think you can read it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's important to realize the basic function of a remote control. Well, you can see...
You can select it,
No, I don't can select. I can select in the games.
Right,
it goes
the whole picture.
Okay. Well, you can read it, it's not difficult. Well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the set. And the source is, of course, the user. The user interface is... The buttons, of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip, and the chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the receiver. That's the basic idea, very basic. I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button that is pressed, of course. And it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, and signals the,
yeah.
It signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with the DVD, if we had done that.
But we don't. But yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have some couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic. Basically, the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons. But it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and anything. It's not very not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly if you look at the shape. It's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that the problems like RZ and those kinds of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RSE consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make
immediately
them big, make them easy to
well
to press.
You don't have to look and search for them.
If you have the most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
but if you
would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
one
of the things about RSE.
That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button under the thumb, of course.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
right.
So you would
that's very important, then.
Reject RSE.
Maybe you can make, for channel changing, two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do it like this.
Yes.
So
I saw that on my mobile telephones, they also have
the
usable.
The people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that. It's a new feature.
Well,
you can make a double feature, like a button on the top and on the
Well, also, if someone puts picks
up
this picks up this remote and he touches the side and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right, I think.
Well, then, in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so, should be, not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty basically, as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you. So yeah, exactly. Oh, this is how it looks from the inside. And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this, but I had to make a schematic of the thing. Well, I had too little time, but don't look in sleep.
Well,
I think
we
it's clear how it works. All right. That's
no.
The most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can take the third presentation.
Then
we have still time. But we do have to come to this issue.
Yeah, right. So.
That's true.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing, but obviously, that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different
we have all like different home base.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different links, yeah.
Yeah. For instance, you couldn't see me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Gimmer, user interface designer. The method, well, I used my own experience with remotes to good look at the remotes on the website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used.
Yes, this is one from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most facing things. This one is user center.
Mm-hmm.
I like user center. Yeah. I like user center. Center also the best. Well, I thought that we use the option to control the DVD also and take text and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would use more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject that.
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can really see different from different sides, but I think.
Well, I show it.
You can draw it if you want.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fonts.
Mm-hmm.
We can customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So we cannot just make someone look.
It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it. Then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every remote. So
that's
lost.
We can put it on the next
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you put the front on it, there's a hole in front. So
don't replace the symbol. The lowest part of the remote isn't changed by the product.
Let's focus on front.
Okay.
Like I said, I thought we'd use more function. We would include more functions, but we don't. So yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less. Like eject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the workbook as well?
I will. I think for the remote. Less is more, the less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think. And
all right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in features, but they are more critical. But yeah, critical. The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
I think the most functions underneath that
aren't as much.
Well, but because you say that their features are important, they want lots, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens.
Look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very. Like these features, you see. So we must build in something, or they will go to the concurrent. Our
competitors,
right? So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they cost a little more.
Maybe we could from some calculators. You have those little
Right.
Else the
right.
digital can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of service information, yeah.
Which program you're watching or something.
Yeah. Those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And,
if
your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different symbols on the screen.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example,
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But shouldn't it really be clickable? That's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator that you can get the scroll and text and that kind of thing.
Keeps it rolling. It's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five minutes for program.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right. We go with the LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, we still need to know how much that will cost. Right. I don't know if I can find it.
No.
Maybe you'll get that information.
We can use this board again. I think we can put some decisions about. The controls we want, the issue with the where's my presentation?
I understand what you're saying. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now, I think. This I've already given you, so we have to decide on the different remote control functions. So we want to have a small LCD screen. That's special.
Should we start with the most important part?
Yes.
LCD screen. All right. We should start with the power button.
Yeah.
When you sit, how do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
The remote with the LCD screen on top of the
thing.
It's
terrible.
Unnatural, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. Yeah, but that's where your handball might be.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're talking about. we're busy with something.
He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
the LCD is like small, it's wide, it's not high. But
well, I think Mike has a point, because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons, but the buttons at the
bottom.
So, and I like to use the ones on the top, so when I have
an LCD, maybe the remote with exactly.
Well, I agree with you.
With a few functions, you know.
It's
but
also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people. You have the
yes, but we don't want that.
We don't want them
to look like a calculator. We want to look like our original
button. Yeah, but you don't have to throw an important aspect, like familiarity completely away. I think it's still important to have it at the top because
format, line mark.
It's more familiar with that
problem.
Yeah.
When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
a little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you should turn on a pen. Maybe that's better. Well, you only have one
special
screen.
All right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
No.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom where you can put your hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
I'm the
LCD.
So
And if you
mix, oh yeah, oh
yeah,
yeah, I totally
so
agree.
Where to VS2?
Well, but what if we would
you
first decide the different functions,
yeah,
and
right,
then look at the design,
we,
because
we
want to decide this.
Yeah, we should summon the,
yeah,
the different aspects of the thing. So we have the power button.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's,
no,
well,
it's
we have a power button, guys.
Well, you have to agree. I can't say on it's like this one.
Let's
we have a power button, 7 buttons, LCD window, the number buttons,
mm-hmm,
general,
volume control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
it's also
voice
time.
Control also.
Yes.
Next speed, yeah.
Well,
how on this remote, these controls are for something else. If you
yes,
play
or they are for some video.
Drop something. You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, they're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands, and they get less complaints of arms.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position constantly with one hand.
That's what
I
always do, because all my important buttons are the same place.
Yeah, people don't like it when their buttons are all over
the place.
No,
we have to choose a frequency of button use.
Yes.
channels are most used within the hour,
mm-hmm,
you can see. So the channel buttons should be far apart, I think. Up and down, mm-hmm, right now.
Oh.
Up and down, far apart from each other?
You thinking about RSE.
Well,
yeah,
not
look
too
at
much.
Look at frequency. not too much, but the other two frustrations are far more important. So.
I think you connect the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example,
the
power button, you can,
when
someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside, because I have
totally agree.
So that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The power button can be...
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
I should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things you have to.
How are we going to do it with
the
game?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well. It's pretty nice if we could just draw or something.
I do think
it's going to take too much time.
You have to be central now. Just
yes.
You decide that. You decide that. And
yes.
All right. Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface, so I think it's going to go to Mike, but you will have to make consensus with Thijs,
well, consensus?
Well, it's a bit hard because
we're
going to be individually, that's a bit...
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important, though.
Yes, it is.
We're having that top, so, you say familiarity isn't important, but...
No, what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay, all
right. These functions...
We agreed we do have
well,
an LCD,
yes,
so...
That's all right.
That's okay.
The number function.
That's not.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two-number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
When
it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
If you all
like
on most TVs, if you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
And recognize it.
All right. So no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
You still have the pictures over there.
So.
You do need the
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important buttons we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and
yeah.
less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or is it just two, and we
just
make it left?
Just two under it.
That's a bit waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Or at the top. Your LCD scan.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated.
Yes.
You just put it somewhere. They aren't used much. Not as much as those others. So
they
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller round.
Yeah, bit smaller. And I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think this in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we have it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes.
Yes. Well, any other...
Well, if you...
Why
go to
video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to
you
add the
you
to
can
add
the video
AD.
Channel.
You can
set
to the video channel
that's
from
zero.
Zero.
Yeah.
No,
my remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
Yeah, but
the
you
video
can
set
down zero.
Yes.
You get to
Appy.
Yes,
I don't.
Think.
I go to 99.
No, press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. You do. If you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel, you have to push to.
No,
to
you can push
zero.
Yeah.
Easy to get to
I think. And one button is, I use it.
Yeah, but if we're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. Right, all these different buttons.
Yeah. Buttons. I don't have buttons for channels, being especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's incorporated with plus and down.
You have one button from. Set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one, four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course to configure.
Okay button. oh, you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu. Menu button.
You should. Yeah. I think that's important.
Channel setting
no,
menu.
You
want to move
the
hand. We have to go.
The
same
to change the brightness
and
the contrast.
Okay.
So,
save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu.
It looks like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu. You can then adjust it with the setting buttons or something.
Yeah,
because
all
the
right.
buttons are reduced then if you are in the menu.
Guys, we're going to give our rooms and we'll have to decide things on our own, I think.
Great.
So.
Yeah.
all right.
Well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way, now.
I'm hungry.
Lunch!